Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Northeast has emerged as New India's greatest success story. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to hold rally at Balaghat in Madhya Pradesh and roadshow in Chennai, Tamil Nadu today. ED questions Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's personal assistant and AAP MLA in connection with excise policy scam. Festivals of Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Guri Parva, Cheti Chand, Navrehe and Sajibu Chera Oba have been celebrated in different parts of the country today. Badminton Asia Championship 2024 to begin today at Ningbo in China. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast has emerged as New India's greatest success story today. He said in the last 5 years, the investments made towards the development of the region are nearly 4 times more than the funds allocated by the Congress government. In an interview to a newspaper, Mr. Modi said, the infrastructural development that has taken place in the last decade has connected the Northeastern region with the rest of the country. He said the country's first sports university has been opened in Manipur and the government is setting up more than 200 Khelo India centers across the 8 states. On the issue of insurgency, the Prime Minister said, the government has significantly controlled insurgency in the Northeast region and ensured peace. He said a total of 11 peace agreements have been signed in the last 10 years. The campaigning for the first and second phases of Lok Sabha elections is in full swing in Madhya Pradesh with the rallies by star campaigners. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Balaghat today. We have a report from a correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Madhya Pradesh for the second time in 3 days. He led a roadshow in Jabalpur on Sunday. Mr. Modi will address a public rally at Utkrasht Maidan in Balaghat this afternoon. Extensive security arrangements have been made for the Prime Minister's rally in this Naxal-affected area. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi started his campaign in Madhya Pradesh and addressed 2 back-to-back rallies in Shivani and Shahdol yesterday, mentioning the promises made in the Congress manifesto. Meanwhile, 88 candidates are in the fray for the 7 Lok Sabha constituencies in Madhya Pradesh in the second phase. On the last day of withdrawal of nominations, 5 candidates withdrew their names yesterday. The polling for the second phase will be held on 26 April. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will hold a roadshow in Chennai today and address 2 public meetings tomorrow. The roadshow in Chennai will be held after 6 p.m, covering segments of both South Chennai and Central Chennai. Tamilisai Sundararajan is BJP's South Chennai candidate, while Vinod P. Selvam is taking on DMK's Dayanidhi Maran from Central Chennai. Tomorrow, Mr. Modi will first address a public meeting in Vellore, canvassing votes in support of ally PMK's Dharmapuri candidate Soumya Anbumani and A.C. Shanmugam, another alliance party leader, who is contesting on the BJP symbol from Vellore. Elections to 39 Lok Sabha seats in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 19th of this month. Star campaigners have started arriving in Assam to woo the voters. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at North Lakhimpur this afternoon. Later in the evening, he will do a roadshow at Tinsukia, where polls will be held on the 19th of this month. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma, Union Minister Sarvananda Sonowal and State BJP President Bhavesh Kalita are doing campaigning. Other parties are also holding meetings for the party candidates. State Congress President Bhupen Bora, MP Gaurav Gogoi and Pradyut Bordoloi making all-out efforts to garner supports. AAP leader Atishi held roadshow at Dulia Jan for party candidate yesterday. 35 candidates are in the fray for 5 seats in the first phase of polls. Senior Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party leader and Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio reiterated that the state is having an opposition-less government and setting the People's Democratic Alliance, PDA, is to bring about peace in the state. Addressing the PDA coordination meeting in Kohima yesterday for the Lok Sabha election, Mr. Rio exuded hope that the forthcoming election would be peaceful and people would support the PDA consensus candidate, Dr. Chumben Mari. Dr. Mari said that the next Lok Sabha will be crucial for the Naga political issue. Nagaland is going to polls in the first phase on April 19th. Along with Mr. Mari, Congress candidate S. Supen Meran Jamir and independent candidate Haithung Tungo Lotha are in the fray for the state lone Lok Sabha seat. Trinamool Congress TMC approached the Election Commission yesterday over alleged misuse of central agencies, including National Investigation Agency, by the government. A party delegation met the commission in New Delhi over the issue. Talking to media after the meeting, party MP Sagarika Ghosh said they raised the issue of alleged misuse of NIA to intimidate TMC workers in West Bengal ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. She urged the poll body to intervene and protect the sanctity of the poll. TMC leaders Derek O'Brien, Dola Sen, Saket Gokhale and others staged a protest outside the commission office in New Delhi over alleged misuse of the ED, CBI and NIA. The Bharat Rashtriya Samiti BRS has filed a complaint with the Election Commission against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging him of violating the Model Code of Conduct. The BRS in his complaint alleged that the Congress leader of passing derogatory remarks and unverified allegations against his party chief K. Chandrasekhar Rao in the phone tapping issue. The party demanded an immediate ban on Rahul Gandhi from campaigning for upcoming Lok Sabha elections as well as action against the Congress. Andaman and Nicobar Islands is all set to go to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections for its lone parliamentary constituency on the 19th of this month. A total of 3,15,148 voters are in the constituency. Interestingly, this time the voter list includes 39 great Nicobari tribes of Strait Island, 68 Ongay tribes at Hutt Bay, and 98 Shompen tribes of Greater Nicobar Island. We have a report from a correspondent.
Election Commission is leaving no stone unturned to ensure maximum participation from the islanders. As a part of sweep, they are conducting bike rallies, gatherings, art installations, signature campaigns and other innovative means to make the voters aware and interested in taking part and putting their vote. To run the election process without any hassle, a large number of polling officials has been provided with training in phased manner. Security and checking have also been raised in the islands to curb any kind of illicit activities prior to election. This time there will be a total of 12 candidates, including 2 women and 5 independents in Andaman Nicobar constituencies. Most prominent figures will be former 3-time MP Bishwapad Ray, who is contesting from BJP ticket, sitting MP Kuldeep Rai Sharma from Congress, D. Aipan from CPIM, KJB Selvaraj from AIADMK and Manoj Pal from Andaman Nicobar Democratic Congress. The narrative is majorly revolving around the issue of road construction, especially the poor condition of NH4 in the middle and north Andaman area, scarcity of water during summer days, issue with electricity supply and poor healthcare infrastructure facilities in the islands. One more major demand coming from the residents is job reservation for islanders in government sectors. Rakesh Chandralal, Akashwani Samachar, Port Blair.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has questioned Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's personal assistant, Bivav Kumar, and AAP MLA Durgesh Pathak in the excise policy-linked money laundering case. Sources said the statements were recorded under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. Pathak was questioned in connection with the AAP's campaign for the Goa Assembly polls in 2021-22. The investigation agency has alleged that kickbacks of around 45 crore rupees out of the 100 crore bribe given by the South Group were used by AAP for his campaigning in the Goa Assembly polls. The 9-day-long festival of Navratra, which marks the worship of Goddess Durga, began today with religious fervor and gaiety. Devotees thronged temples from early this morning to offer the prayers to the goddess. On the first day of Navratri, Devi Durga is worshipped as Shailputri. In the national capital, devotees visited Kalkaji and Jhandewala and other temples to offer prayers. Like other parts of the country, the festival of Navratri has been celebrated in Punjab with devotion. The temples are beautifully decorated with colorful flowers. Our correspondent reports that on this occasion, religious programs have been organized and Goddess Durga has been worshipped.
On the beginning of Navratri of Chaitra month and Hindu New Year, various temples of Punjab are crowded with devotees since early morning. In all other small and big temples of the state, including Sri Durgayan Temple of Amritsar, Mata Kali Devi Temple of Patiala and Sri Devi Tarab Temple of Jalandhar, devotees are bowing down with full devotion before various forms of Goddess Ma Durga. Today, on the first day of Navratri, the Shail Putri form of Goddess Durga is being worshipped. Havan Yagya and religious programs are being organized in the temples since morning. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Festivals of Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Guri Parva, Cheti Chand, Navreh and Sajibu Chera Oba are also been celebrated in different parts of the country. People across Maharashtra are celebrating Guri Parva or the Maharashtrian New Year today. It is that time of the year when grand rallies are taken across the state out to herald the new year. Since early morning, men in traditional peta and women dressed in navaris can be seen riding bikes while participating in these rallies. Telugu-speaking people across the world are celebrating the Telugu New Year Day, Ugadi, today. People are observing the customary festivities with traditional fervor and gaiety. The festival has been celebrated across the two Telugu states, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, to mark the beginning of the Hindu lunar calendar. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted people on the occasion. The 2024 edition of the Badminton Asia Championship will begin today in Ningbo, China. Star shuttlers including Aejas Pranoy, Kidambi Srikanth, Lakshya Sen, PV Sindhu and others will represent the Indian contingent. In men's singles, Aejas Pranoy will take on Lu Guangzhou of China, whereas Kidambi Srikanth will lock horns with Anthony Jinting of Indonesia in the opening round. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing a target of 138, Chennai reached 141 for the loss of 3 wickets with 14 balls to spare. Skipper Rituraj Gaikwad scored an unbeaten 67 runs from 58 balls. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Indian stock market's valuation crossing rupees 400 lakh crore in a historic milestone is covered prominently by the papers. New Sensex milestone market cap at rupees 400 lakh crore leads Hindustan Times. The Tribune quotes the Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, saying, eyeing joint operations, but uniqueness of each service to be intact. The Times of India, quoting Prime Minister Modi, says Arunachal was, is and will remain part of Bharat. Congress NC announced seat-sharing formula for Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, reports The Hindu. And finally, North America's total solar eclipse at Mexican coast, millions chase rare event, states The Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Northeast has emerged as new India's greatest success story. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to hold rally at Balaghat in Madhya Pradesh and roadshow in Chennai, Tamil Nadu today. ED questions Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's personal assistant and AAP MLA in connection with excise policy scam. Festivals of Navratri, Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Guri Parva, Cheti Chand, Navreh and Sajibu Chera Oba have been celebrated in different parts of the country today. Badminton Asia Championship 2024 to begin today at Ningbo in China. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.